August 25th, 1992. Shots fired, one down. A thin voice crackled over the police band radio at 12:30 on a muggy Houston night. Immediately, the call went out, as it always does when a cop shoots a civilian. Ambulances, squad cars, a crime scene unit, internal affairs investigators, and representatives from the district attorney's office all converged in the quiet neighborhood of expensive brick homes amid towering pines bordered by manicured lawns. By the time Assistant DAs Don Smith and Edward Porter arrived, Susan White, a 42-year-old former mortgage broker, was being barreled through the night in the back of an ambulance, one paramedic pounding on her chest as another forced oxygen into her lungs. Outside, in the back seat of a squad car, White's son, Jason, watched. 17, but small for his age, he'd awakened to the shrill scream of the burglar alarm. Moments later, the pop of gunfire and two uniformed deputies rousted him from bed and pulled him down the stairs past his mother's darkened bedroom, where another deputy stood above the outline of her thin body, covered by a bloody sheet. Despite the summer heat, the boy shivered, his eyes saucer-wide. Smith, a wiry man with a ruddy complexion, glanced at the boy, then cornered the detective in charge. "Who's the shooter?" he asked. The detective pointed to a uniformed deputy in his late 20s who stood jawing with a cache of others. "Kent McGowan," the detective said. "He was with two other deputies serving a retaliation warrant. She'd threatened a police informant. The deputies told her they had a warrant, but the woman wouldn't open up. They broke down the door. She pulled a gun, McGowan shot her.